Vov Eir, Tuesday the 2nd of May, Rabbi Sholem Segel, Hilchus Yichud and CCTV.
Good morning. I get asked Rus, when Normie and Rus were making their way back from Moab to Eretz Yisrael, so as we know, Orpah turned back, and Normie tried to dissuade Rus from coming with her. And Rus was adamant, no, she's going to persevere all the way. And she said, Ba'asher Tedichi Eidech, where you go, I will go. And Rashi brings a medrash, she was saying, Dinei Shabbos Tuchum Shabbos, where you can go on Shabbos, I'll go as well. In itself, something, why she picked on that one, it needs a beer, but that's not for us today. She then goes on and she says, Ba'asher Tolini Olim, where you stay overnight, I will stay overnight, says the medrash. That means to say, where you're able to stay, there's no Isser of Yechud, I will stay. But if there's an Isser of Yechud, I won't go either. And then she goes on, Ameich, Ami, your people are my people, says the Medrash, Tariq Mitzvahs, I'm also prepared to take them on. Now surely Yechud comes under the Tariq Mitzvahs, you could ask the same thing with Tchum Shabbos and Mitzvah Rabbanon, but why did she pick out Yechud out of all the Mitzvahs as something she said, I'm prepared, I'm going to take that on? Why did Normie ask her about Yechud? Says in this week's parasha, one of the two parashas, Kedoshim Tiyu. And Rashi says, Hevu Purushim Minu Arayas. Separate yourself from the Arayas from Minu Avera. Shekol Mokam She'atol Meise Geder Erva. Wherever you find a Geder, a fence for Erva, Atol Meise Kedusha, you find Kedusha. And in fact, if you look at the Rambam in Esurei Biyot, Perek Chafes, Halacha Yotes, the Chaf, he talks about that, he says, the Chazal say, Vomru Chachomim, Gezel Va'arayas, Nafsha Shel Odom, that a person has a particular attraction to these Averas. And he goes on and he says, Lefichach, therefore, Roido the Adam Loch of Yitzhak, a person should quash his Yitzhahara, Bedovarzeh, Ulehargit Atzma, Bekadusha Yisera, with regard to Arayas, a person should behave with an extra dose of Kadusha, Uvamachshova Tahira, Uvedeo Nechaina, Kedele Natsamim, in order to be saved, to be protected from them. And he says, the Yizoher min ha-Yichud, a person should be particularly careful when it comes to the Issa of Yichud, Shuhu ha-Goyrim ha-Godol, that is the greatest cause that leads to these Averis, of Arayas. And he goes on, he says, G'dayle ha-Chachomim ho-Yoyim, you should know, it's not an embarrassing thing. He says, the G'dayle ha-Chachomim, they used to tell the Talmideim, his Zoharubi, don't come, you know, be careful about me. Mipnei biti, even I have feel the danger when it comes, my daughter's here, here's Zoharubi, Mipnei Kalosi, Kedei Lelami, L'Talmidem, teach your Talmidem, Shrei Yispai Shumidovaz, it's not an embarrassment that I feel the need to protect myself. Every human being is like that, V'Yisrach HaKumin HaYichud. Somebody just a few minutes ago, just I was standing outside, he told me a mice, and I said I was going to say this mice anyway, more or less the same way as he said it to me. And that is just to drive him the point, how important Yichud is for the well-being, the spiritual well-being of Klal Yisrael. They say that in the Warsaw Ghetto, the Germans, Yimach Shemam Zichrom, slightly different versions of the story, but they put all the Yidden together, men and women, and there was a certain Zokain who was particularly concerned about, there was an issue of Yichud there. So he went to Rav Menachem Zalman and he said, what do we do? So Rav Menachem Zalman is incredible pichus, he said, marry the lady. Marry a lady, then you've got Baal Ba'ir. I mean, it's more than that. Ishto Ba'ir, you don't have the issue. You won't have an issue with the other women. Marry her. And that's exactly what they did. In the midst of that Gehenim, this person, he acknowledged, he was aware that there was the issue of Gehenim, as we'll come to Be'ezus Hashem soon, that a person should see an issue of Yichud as mamash, as if Gehenim is open in front of him, to borrow the terminology of the Gemara. Within Gehenim, he saw that Gehenim. And that's what they did. They made a chuppah there in the Warsaw Ghetto at that time to avoid this issue of Yichud. And I think that's what's going on with Rus and Normie here. Rus was coming, she was coming from Moab. Moab was a place which was completely stooped in Gashmias, in physical urges, physical tigers. And here she was coming to Eretz Yisrael, she'd given up everything, physical luxury, a princess, she'd given it all up in search of her what she was aspiring for, i.e. in terms of Ruchnias. And she understood, Normie understood, Rus understood, that if you want to attain that level of Kedusha, a person has to, as we said, Arayas, as Rashi said, there's got to be Kedusha. Kedusha is Kodesh Nesta HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before you come to the Tariyat Mitzvahs, before you come to Matan Torah, there has to be that sense of Kedusha. And therefore she said to Rus, are you prepared to take on everything that Yichud comes, that throws your way? She said yes. She's come from Moab, it doesn't matter. I'm prepared to throw away, to make all the safeguards that it entails. And from that, then, Amich Ami, you can come to Matan Torah. Once you've got that level of Kedusha, that commitment to one spouse, then you can come to the ultimate nisuin, the ultimate marriage, and that is with the Rabbeinu Shleino. With that thought, let's come to, I've spoken, I think, a couple of times about CCTV cameras, so I suppose in my search to, you know, you've got all the different halachas for him today, Dalad Amos Ba'alocha, this Sefer Ba'alocha, so we'll have CCTV Ba'alocha one day, maybe. Right. So continuing on with this series, the following shayla sort of arose over a Shabbos table a while back. There was somebody from London who was commuting and was working in Manchester. And during the week he was lodging with a husband and wife. And he sometimes had the issue, if the husband was out of town on business, he had an issue of yichud. So he was sort of sharing his thoughts. And I sort of just thinking it out, I said to him, well, nowadays with computers and all these sort of things, you could probably just set up, you know, turn on Skype, ask somebody at home to watch from afar, would that get round the issue? And sort of, I looked into it a little bit at the time and didn't really take it up. But subsequently, I was giving a series of shirim on Yichud, and this shayla arose again. I'm just going to share with you a little bit of what came out with it. It's so to be halacha v'lo namaisa, anything, because there's so many factors, if they change, the halacha can change. So if it's nogei halacha namaisa, you should ask your own rav. Along the way, we'll try and cover as many sort of halachas of Yichud, but obviously it's impossible in the less than 25 minutes we've got now to cover all the halachas. Cutting straight to the core of the issue, why should a camera work? What is the basis for such a suggestion? The answer is very simple. The Gemara in Kedushin says that if a man and lady find themselves secluded, there's a simple answer that's called Pesach Pasuach. You open the door to the Rosh Hasharabim, to the public domain. It does not mean 600,000 people, it doesn't mean 60 Amos wide, it means where there's people passing by, and then you've avoided the issue of Yichud. Very briefly, how does that work? Well, there is a simple answer. If the shot is people can actually see you from the street, well then, that's simple. You're not really secluded because people can see you. But most take on, you don't need that. Most poskim take on, you don't need them to actually be able to see you. It's Peshat that people could walk in, anyone could just walk in. So you've got a certain sense of insecurity. Now you may well ask, nowadays, who walks into somebody else's house without knocking first? The answer seems to be that it still works. And especially, I mean, I'll ask this question, especially according to those poskim, they say that should be in a rav and possibly the chazan ish, they allow the door to be closed but just not locked. That's also called Pesach Pasuach. How does that work? Well, somebody's just going to walk into your house? So, it seems to be a psychological thing. I'll explain to you what I mean. Another one of their theorem is what's known as Baba Bo'ir. Shittas Rashi is that if a man and lady are secluded but the lady's husband is in town, that works. How does that work? So there are two different schools of thought. Some understand this because the husband can walk in at any moment. But the other school of thought, which is the more accepted, is that it's not. It's not pshat the husband can walk in. Because you know what? It could be the husband's at work. And even if there's no traffic, at the best of times, it'll take him half an hour to get home. And I know he's at work. I've just spoken to him. But he's in town. There's a certain psychological fear. The woman feels, theoretically, as opposed to the person who say if he's in prison, or he's actually completely bedridden in hospital, there's no way physically possible that he could actually get here, then Baal HaBayir doesn't work. But if theoretically, I know it would take more than just flying camels for him to get here right now, but there is that certain sense of what if. Theoretically, he could walk through the door. Okay, maybe I've missed some. That in itself provides a certain psychological fear, and therefore a certain psychological insecurity, and that's enough to avoid the issue of Yichud. And that seems to be the idea with Pesach Pasuach. A person does not have that sense of security if the door is open. Ramosha Feinstein took it even further. It's a heter which is generally not accepted. But he said if you live, let's say, in an apartment block, and you've got neighbours there, and they come, you know, from time to time to knock on the door, and they expect to be answered. If they know you're in, you'll answer the door. That's just, everyone does that. He says that in itself, even if the door is locked, they can't walk in, that in itself is already enough of a heter. It's a big chiddush which generally is not taken on unless, I suppose, you're a particular Talmud of Ramosha. But in other words, it's a psychological fear. That seems to be the vort. The no divihut takes it to the next level. He takes on as a dovah posha, just throws in a line in a teshuvah where he writes that a chalon, a window, would also work. So in other words, if, let's say you're on the ground floor, there's no curtains there, anyone can see right into the room, that also works. Same idea. And in many ways, it may be even better than Pesach Bosuach, because people can actually see you right here and now. They don't have to walk into the building. What I mean to say by that is, because the Rabbeinu Yonah, he writes, it's brought by the Beis Yosef, he says that although you've got these two heterim, Pesach Bosuach and Baal Bo'ir, the heterim, halakhically speaking, it works, but he says it's still Mechuar Adova. It's still pasnished. The vort seems to be, because Baal Bo'ir, it's true the husband is in the city, but right now, the man and lady are secluded. It's just a possibility the husband could walk in, but right now he's not here. Therefore, it's Mechuar Adova, they are alone. By the same token, Pesach Bosuach, somebody could walk in, but right now, no one can see what we're doing. It's Mechuar Adova. With a window, it could be it's better. Because there, people can see right here and now. As they walk past, they can see me. It could be it would have a mile. But that's the heter, the Nodi Behuda throws in, and it's accepted, a window works. So based on that, it would seem the cameras should be the same. Just to qualify and to clarify. CCTV, if it's a security system, probably it doesn't work. For the simple reason that how often does anyone look at it? It's only if there's an incident. So that the likelihood of somebody looking at it, it's just like Pesach Bosuach does not work late into the night in an area where no one's passing. You just get the one guy here and there, one person a night may pass by. That doesn't scare a person off. It's got to be that there are people passing by on a relatively regular basis. So too, we're not talking about a system where once maybe in a blue moon somebody will look at it. We're talking about a system which is set up, especially if it's set up for this very reason, to avoid the issue of yichud in an office setting, or in a surgery, dentist, and these sort of things. The idea is there that it would seem to work on the same grounds as chalom, that anyone can see what's going on, or the people who are watching, they can watch later, whether they're watching live. It doesn't really, the post can say that doesn't really seem to make a difference. The knowledge that I know, I'm alone with a woman, but I know anyone can see what happens afterwards, that in itself should serve as a deterrent. That would seem to be the end of the shaila. However, the poskim are not, some may accept that, but some are worried about the following. They say, but look, if I have the ability to turn off the system, or I have the ability to cover the camera, or I could just walk into a different room, I could walk to a different part of the room. If the camera is honed in on a particular part, and I know where it is, for example, there's a vault in the room, so we've got a camera system for that, then they say that won't work. Because with Cheshesh Tokev Yitzray, a person will be seized by the Yitzhara, and he'll just walk out of the room. Go to a different room. So based on this, post can say it's not so easy. And that's what I really want, with the time we've got left, I want to just take a look at. Are we really cheshish? A person will willingly, actively go and turn off the camera. He will actually put himself into a matzav of yichud. Are we really cheshish for that? So for this, let's go back to basics. Let's start from the very beginning. What is the shiur of yichud? And this is just to dispel a misconception. Whatever the shiur of a yichud is, it ranges from anything from about 35 seconds, right? In Devar Halacha, Rabbi Avraham Horovitz, he calculates it based on a Maharil Bach. He comes out with anything as little as 35 seconds. And it ranges, they say, Rabbi Yashiv said 1.5 minutes, Rav Nosson Koshtetner, he said 3 minutes, Melchas Yitzchok said, B'shas Adachak, B'mokim Tzorech, up to 5 minutes. He said, whatever shiur you want to take. But people think then, okay, so I've got to get something from my house. So, no problem, I'll just run in and get it. I'll be in and out within 10 seconds. The cleaner's there. No problem, I'll be in and out within 10 seconds. That doesn't work. Because once a person goes into a matzav of yichud, if there is the possibility, it's within my hands to then go from 10 seconds to 35 seconds to a minute to 5 minutes, whatever it is, then the minute you go into that room, you've been over on the issur of yichud. This is what Rabbi Shualev Diskin writes, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Paskins. You've been over straight away, because that's really the whole thing of yichud. It's what it's going to lead to. So if, for example, just to give you an example, let's say a person goes into a lift is not a problem, because I know that at any stage, it's not within my hands to stop it. Anyone could stop the lift at any floor and could walk on. So even if it turns out that it's a lift which I'm in there, it's one, you know, a skyscraper, and I'm actually in there for longer than, let's say, go with the shit at 35 seconds, I'm longer than 35 seconds, that doesn't matter. Because at any stage of the way, when I'm in there, I feel there's that deterrent. Anyone could stop it at any floor and get onto the lift. That's fine. But if I go into a building and there's no one who's coming in, there's no one who can get in, the door is locked behind me, then even if I go in and out in 10 seconds, it doesn't help. That's point number one. Let's move on to point number two. Point number two is with the two genders. So if you've got, first of all, a man with two ladies, just very briefly, a man with two ladies, that's definitely awesome. I'm talking about in the normal situation, one man with two ladies, that's Mefurash HaGemara, Mefurash HaHalacha, that is forbidden. What about a man with three ladies? Three women, Rashi allows it. LaHalacha, the Meramah brings it as a Yeshomer. He brings it as a Yeshomer, so therefore, it's definitely something a person, if it's B'Shal Sadachak, or if you've got other Tzirufim, that's Shittas Rashi. Again, there's a logic behind it, but just moving on to what's Negiah to us. What about the opposite way around? Two men with one lady. So the Gemara says that works. Two men with one lady, that works, because the nature of men is that I'm worried about another man. If anything happens, I'm scared that he'll go and publicize it to other people. Fine? So two men with one woman works. Says the Gemara, but that's only with people with anoshim kasher. Which for Sfaradim, I don't know if there's any Sfaradim here, but for Sfaradim that basically means there's no such heter nowadays. The Rambam Paskins, the Machaber Paskins with the Rambam, that nowadays Stam Anoshim, it's ready from the times of the Gemara, that's the way he interprets the Gemara, Stam Anoshim are not Anoshim Kasherim. They may not be Mamash Perutzim, but they don't qualify as Kasherim. But for the Ashkenazim here, Stam Anoshim are Kasherim, that's the way we take on. So two men with one lady, perfectly fine. But says the Gemara, that's only Bo'ir, when you're in the city. But if you're on the road, you're Baderef, then it doesn't work. Why not? Because we're worried when you're travelling, one man may need to go to be excused. He'll go off and the other man will be left in a position of yichud with the single woman. And that's called halacha. So therefore you need three women. Three women and one man. And the Ravid extends it. The Ravid says by the same token, at night time. Two men and one lady is no good. Because at night time you've got in a shenah, people are going to fall asleep. So if one man falls asleep, the other man's going to be left in a position of yichud. The one's in a deep slumber, there's no chance of him waking up. So you need three men. And that's the halacha. Says the Rabbeinu Yerucham, this is what's nagia to us. Says the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that is only, going back to Badera, when do we say you need three men when you're travelling on the road? That is only if the men are there to chaperone the lady. Then, the point being, if you've only got two men, one man goes to be excused, the other man, he can't leave her, because that's his job, he's there to look after her. But he says, but if the two men have got absolutely no particular connection to this lady, then why in the world would this man remain behind and put himself into a matzav of yichud? If one man has to go off, so he'll go with him. He won't remain in a position of yichud, why would he do that? He's an ish kosher, the halach is we're talking about anoshim kasherim. An ish kosher will put himself into a matzav of yichud, avad or not. So it's only if the men are there to look after the lady, he can't leave her behind, then we're concerned. But if the two men have got no shaykh to the woman, and Ish Kosher wouldn't put himself into the matzav of Yichud, he would go together with the other man. Says the Parisha, and this was always the minhag. When people used to travel by wagon, horse drawn, that's what they used to do. Two men and one woman was perfectly fine. However, the Bach and the Marashal, quotes the Marashal, who says that no, doesn't work. Doesn't make any difference, the halacha doesn't change. Whether they're there to chaperone or not, it makes no difference. You need three men. Says the Bach, and that's the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Beis Shmuel, passings with that as well, seems to side with that, and he brings a raya. What do you think of this raya? He says, I'll prove it to you. Because at night time, the Ravid said, you need three men. Why? Why didn't you? Because if you've only got two men, one may fall asleep. What's the problem? If one falls asleep, you're talking about Anoshim Kasherim? So the one who's awake, Avada, he'll go and wake up the other person. He'll wake him up. Elamah, you see that it doesn't make a difference. The fact you are Anoshim Kasherim, it doesn't help you. If there is a danger that it could lead to a matzav of Yichud, you have to preempt that and ensure that it couldn't come to a matzav of Yichud, you've got to have three men. What do you think of the Raya? The truth is, I've given you enough information already, you should realize it's...
But Derek, the other one could come back if it's two men. It could come back, it's like in a lift.
So yeah, but let's say I know he's going off. He's going off he'll be away for at least 35 seconds. I can see into the distance, I can see he's gone far away. You can see where he's going. If you've got the Gemara in Brochus, they had to go quite a distance, you know,
So you can see he's doing that, so the question is, then you're already in your foot.
No, so before he goes, I will go with him. I will go with him. That was.
He could turn around. You don't know. He could change his mind. I don't need to go.
No, but I can see where he's going. I can see where he's going. He's going off. The Gemara says. The Bikkur, you've got to go off quite a distance because of reasons of Tzniut. So I can see where he's going. I mean, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. That's the halacha. You're right. If he could come back, then you'd be right. But we're talking about in a situation where he wouldn't have that. I don't know if anyone's caught.
Okay,
the raya is from the case of Sliva. The Beis Shmuel says, here's the raya. You're telling me that Anoshim Kasherim, they wouldn't allow themselves into a matzav of Yichud. Right? But if one's going away, the other one will go with him. He wouldn't put himself into a matzav of Yichud. Says the Beis Shmuel, when there's two. Come out when there's two. So hence, because of that, you're saying, if they're not there to chaperone, you don't need a third man. He would never let himself go into a matzav of Yichud. Says the Beis Shmuel, then what's the Ravid's problem? The Ravid says, at night time, you need an extra man. Because if you've only got two men, one may fall asleep. Well, what's the problem? I'm not sharing my butt, I'd wake him up. Oh, very good. The problem is, and the Taz says this. The Taz says it's not a raya. Because in the case at night, if one falls asleep, I'm now in a matzav of Yichud. And do you know what? There's 2 points here. Number one, once you're already in a matzav of Yichud, well, that's different. Then the Yetzer Hara can get the better of you. That's different. But even without that, you know what? Even if I did wake him up, we already said, if you are in a position which could lead to the Shi'ur Yichud, Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin said, you've got a problem. So even if I wake him up within 10 seconds, it doesn't matter. Since I could have left him asleep, you've already been over on the Issa of Yichud. And therefore that's completely different. Whereas here, we're talking about Baderech. We're talking about the person hasn't yet gone. There's two of us here. He says, I'm going off to be excused. So I say, hold on, if you go, then I'm going to enter a matzav of Yichud. I will preempt it. You've got no raya that I would actually walk into a matzav of Yichud. And if you think about it, it's very logical. Just think about it. Pesach posuach, the door's open. What sort of hat is that? You've got the man and lady are alone in the house. He'll just close the door. You've got the window there, so he'll close the curtains. Why don't we say that? The answer is, this is all brought, the Dvar Halacha also sides with this. So it's same vault. We're not cheshish, a person will willingly put himself into a matzav of Yichud. Now let me ask you a different question. We've seen that we are cheshish, a person, but Ines will find himself in a matzav of Yichud, 100%. In other words, the person can fall asleep. That you have to preempt. One last shayla. Are we cheshish that a person by accident, just absent-mindedly, will wander into a matzav of Yichud? This arguably, this possibly we do have to be cheshish for. Just very briefly, it's based on a Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Boy was going to the house, he went to the house of Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef and his wife, the wife of Rabbi Yosef that is, they went up into the attic and they had a meal together. After they finished, Rabbi Yosef was going out, and so he and his wife went down and they left Rabbi Boy in the attic. So Rabbi Yosef turned to his servants and he said, take away the ladder. Because otherwise, Rabbi Boy and my wife, there'll be a problem with the vehicle. The Gemara goes on, why not Balo? But here, the Gemara goes on. Now wait a second, based on what we've said, an Ish Kosher would never enter a matzav of Yichud. So why did he have to take away the ladder? Rabbi Boy, he would never go down. We're talking about the wife of... Normally with the woman, we're not as cheshish, she would go in. It's more the man. So Rabbi Boy, Avadi's an Ish Kosher. If we're considering Anoshim Kasherim, for us Ashkenazim, then most definitely Rabbi Boy was an Ish Kosher. He wouldn't go into a matzav of Yichud. Why did he have to take away the ladder? The answer is, inadvertently, he may just want to go out. He's been stuck in this attic. He wants to go out to the Beis HaMedrash. Without even thinking, he'll go down the ladder, and whoops, he's now in a matzav of Yichud. So therefore, take away the ladder is a hecker. That means it's a reminder. He's about to go down, he says, hey, where's the ladder? Ah, they took away the ladder, there's a reason for it. Okay? This is brought by the Tzitz Eliezer, he brings that thing from others. The Chazon Ish also went along with this. The only sophic of the Chazon Ish is, who has to have the ladder? In other words, if the equivalent would be, you don't have to have a ladder, the man is in one room, the lady's in another room, close the door, lock the door if you want, and take out the key. Because then if you're about to go out, you'll say, hold on, why is the door locked? Why isn't the key in the door? Ah, it's a hecker, it's a reminder. The only sophic of the Chazon Ish was, who has to have the key? Should it be with the woman or should it be with the man? It could, because from the Gemara it sounds like it's with the woman. Is that bedafka or is that love dafka?
No. Yeah, because the Gemara brings the story, somebody climbed up the ladder. Yeah. And it was heavy for 10 people.
Anachanami. But that again, that doesn't prove Lagabi the Issa of Yechud. It brings a story, Anachanami.
It's to show that the man is
No, Avadi's got the bigger Yetzirah, but Alts the Hecker, they bedafka took away the ladder. Okay, whatever, that's the idea, is the Hecker. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld also was asked about this. Does the idea of a heker work? Two separate rooms. He said yes. Somebody wanted to bring a rye from a Mishnah Berurah. He said it's not a rye. But Avadi says poshut, of course it works. So if that's the case, you see that, again, it's not absolutely 100% mukha. But what comes out of this is, in terms of, are we cheshish, a person will willingly put himself into a matzav of yichud? If you go with the bach, yes. But the Prisha says the minhag was with the Rabbeinu Yerucha. And we've shown logically, that definitely seems to be very logical, that a person would not willingly put himself into a matzav of yichud. Are we cheshish that a person could find himself in a matzav of yichud ba'onas? That most definitely yes. Are we cheshish a person will inadvertently walk into a matzav of yichud? That arguably yes. So based on that, let's just apply it. Just before we come back to security cameras, I'll give you one last example. Going in a car. Can a man and a lady go in a car alone? So obviously if the windows are tinted, well, that's obviously is awesome. I'm talking about if the windows are not tinted. So right, we've got a chaloin. Everyone can see it. I'm on the public highway. No problem. The shaida is, but are we cheshish? They'll go off onto some sort of country lane which is completely deserted. Are we cheshish for that? So based on what we've said, would they do it willingly? No. So the shaida is only, would they inadvertently drive off the road? Is it likely? Probably it would depend on where you're driving. If you're driving in town like this, it's highly unlikely. If you're driving in the middle of the country somewhere, and the roads you're driving on anyway, there's not that many cars, and you haven't driven here before, there may be more of an issue. Ramosha Feinstein, he passed in the Synagogue of Moshe, this is his chumrah of the day, he said not to go in a car with a lady. That was his. He said, if it's going to create issues, then you can rely on the Prisha. It seems he was cheshish for the bach. But in other words, if it's going to create issues, people are going to say, oh, this person doesn't want to do me a favor, right? He's talking about in camp. They were talking about, up in the Catskills. So a lady asked for a lift back, and you're saying, but, you know, I want to, Ramosha says I shouldn't do it. So what's she going to say? She's going to say, you don't want to do chesed. He said, then don't make an issue of it. You can rely on the Prisha. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, on the other hand, he said, no problem whatsoever. And Dvar Halacha, that's Rabbi Avraham Horovitz, he just says you've got to be aware when you say there's no problem, if you're driving on very, very, very quiet roads, then there could be an issue. So applying that to security cameras, it seems like this. If you've got a camera in that room, there's no cameras in the rest of the building, then, again, are we cheshish you're going to cover it over based on what we said, Me'ikar Adin, it seems not. Are we cheshish you're going to turn it off? Are you willingly going to a different room? No. But should we be cheshish that you may go inadvertently, you'll walk into a different room, that it could be yes. It could be that yes. Based on that, many poskim are not, I mean, when I say based on that, I don't know their whole reasoning, but it would fit with the psak on many poskim. They say cameras will only work if there are cameras in the whole building. If you've only got a camera in a particular room, they're not willing. There are those who are. I think Reb Zalman Nathaniel was happy to be martyred at, I believe. But many were not happy to be martyred unless you've got cameras in the whole building. If you don't have cameras in the whole building, I actually think with the arrangement we said before, let's say you do it, I don't know if you could do it on a phone, but presumably you could do it on a phone. Yeah. So if you set it up on a phone, and you phone up home, and you say to your wife, right, you basically act as a shomer, and if I go anywhere, I'm going to take the phone with me. Right? I think that would actually be better. It's like a virtual shomer, so even if a person goes to be excused, you could do it like the Yichud room, just to show her, right, nothing in here, and then leave the camera outside, and the camera acts as, so to speak, like an aide there, standing outside, making sure nothing happens. I think that would actually be even better, because you've actually set it up with that arrangement, that if I go anywhere, I'm taking it with me. No, you're worried maybe you could forget about it, so set up a heker. You could set up a heker, lock, you know, close the door. With that, I would have thought, halakhically speaking, there's no issue. The only thing I will just mention, just to sort of conclude, is what did the postgame say? Did they all agree? You've got some, as I said, who were more makele. They said, once you've got a camera there, you don't have to worry. There are those who, at least initially, there are kedarakom, there's steerers in what the big poskim in Eretz Yisrael, what they said. One of the Mekurov, one of the family members of one of the big poskim, this posek originally allowed cameras, at least if it was in the whole building. Then, he seemingly retracted and put out a Das Torah. He said, anyone who wants to listen to Das Torah, I'm telling you it's absolutely forbidden to rely on cameras. And one of the Mishpachas said, he believes what happened was, he was martyr, and then it got back to him that somebody relied on cameras, and it led to some Devar Avera, and based on that he then said, Al Das Torah, in other words, not halakhically speaking, this I believe actually has a Makar in the Gemara. The Gemara brings a Machlokes, and they're arguing in Pesukim, and one of the Mandarim says back to the other, they say, look, we can argue in Pesukim, but I'm telling you, a Maisa happened, and this is what happened. In other words, sometimes it's not just a question of halakha. If you see that it doesn't work, then obviously things can change. But I don't know the details there. Are we talking about there were cameras in the whole building? Was there a hacker? It's obviously without information one can't know. So we can only speak halakhically. As I said, there are those who will be more makel than we've come out. There are those who will go more makmir. But based on what we've said, if you've got cameras in the whole building, or you've got a hacker, that would seem to be grounds on which you could allow cameras.
What's the difference between the camera that you push it aside and the curtains and you're not choshish?
Sorry, say again?
Your curtains, you said you're not choshish, you're going to close it.
Because that's
the
willingly.
Camera you are.
Because that's willingly.
Cameras can also be willingly.
No, camera is what
you
I'm saying.
You can go by the side, you said. You can go out of
Enochanami. The Ezim of Kodesh on the Shulchan Aruch there, that's the Eshal Avraham Balchal. He declares this. Are you worried within a room that a person would go beyond that thing? He wants to say like a local look in one room. He says two rooms he is choshish. But Enochanami.
But the curtain, you're not choshish. Why? It's the same.
No, because that's not if you could inadvertently, you're right. But if it's high down, you've got to be, you know. Is it likely you're to walk out of the room to be excused or something like that, or to go get something you need? There's something a person could do inadvertently. If you never close the curtains, why are you suddenly going to do it now? Mm-hmm. Willingly, you can do it. But you're right, if it's something you could do inadvertently, you're right, 100%. You'd have the same chashash.
Are they having real problems?
Sorry?
Are they having real problems in B'nai Barak or Mesharim or everywhere? Ain't
enough trouble, I'll leave it with that.